This is our second interview with Miss Alice Gassaway on December 2nd. And we were talking about clothes, Miss Gassaway, and you were telling me about how your mother would buy some.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes, my mother would watch for these rich white people around here. And their daughters had very beautiful clothes. And lots of times she would ask my mother would she want to buy some of them. She'd always give her the first chance because she sold them, you know. And so my mother would buy a lot of their clothes for the older girls. And my clothes and a lot of theirs too. She sewed. My mother could sew beautiful. And she would buy a lot of the material for Mr. Hunter, who she washed for. And she made a lot of our clothes from the store, the cloth that she bought from the store.
Mr. Hunter was the man that owned that store?
Yes.
Could you tell me what kind of clothing did each person wear? Like, what did the girls wear and what did the boys wear? For their wardrobe, you know, what would be their clothes for the week and for Sunday school?
The girls wore house dresses most of the time. And when they went to help my father, they just wore common dresses, most likely anybody around here. The old dresses, not the nice ones. They would go to help my father to pick the cotton and hold the cotton. The boys would wear overalls. My mother would make their shirts. And the boys would wear overalls. And she would buy them pants sometimes. When they go into church, they had nice pants and had nice shirts, which she called their Sunday clothes.
You were telling me a story about when you were delivering clothes, and you talked about Margaret. What was Margaret's last name?
Margaret Strickland. They moved from Anderson County, right across the street from here. And she went to the school out here that I went to. And she was a very dear friend. I spoke at her funeral on Tuesday. And of course, I didn't have to make up anything because what I was telling them was really the truth. She'd always help me to carry the clothes. I'd have to carry them to Miss Hunter. It's one of the white ladies that my mother washed for. Miss Hunter was the lady, the husband that ran the Hunter store. Then she washed for Mr. Edwards. He was the banker here. And she washed for Mary Doyle. He was one of our leading doctors here in the town. And she washed for the Ginlets, who were just about the richest people around here.
Well, you said that there was a funny story about you and Margaret in front of the Presbyterian Church when you were carrying the laundry one day.
Yes. I asked Margaret to go with me to carry Miss Hunter's clothes, and it was snowing. So she had on some big old boots, and I had on some big boots. And we had been already sliding on the snow around here. So she said she would help me to carry them, and when we got to the Presbyterian Church, we sat the basket down, and I said to Margaret, I said, Margaret, come on, let's skate here, because the ice was good and hard. We sat the basket down in some snow overside the road, overside the street there, while we skate a while. So we got on the ice. Of course, we fell a few times, and that just tickled us to death. I guess we skated there for about a half an hour before we picked up the clothes, the cans of Miss Hunter. And when they picked up the clothes, the basket under there was wet. So I said, Marvin, I said, you know the snow went through this basket? And Marvin said, no. But we picked up the clothes and we carried them on. When we got to Miss Hunter's house, Miss Hunter just told us to carry them upstairs. Said, just put them upstairs. And say, Anna can get the basket when she comes Monday. So I don't know what they said about the clothes being wet, but my mother never did say anything to me about it.
You told me that she, you told Margaret something about what your mother would do, though, if she found out.
Yeah, I told, if my mother found out, I said she certainly would tear me up because she always wanted those clothes to be just like they were when she put them in the basket. And Margaret said, well, maybe the lady, maybe Miss Hunter won't tell. And she didn't. If she did, my mother never did get after me about it.
Good. When we were talking the other time, you said that your sisters did not do domestic work. What did they do? Did they teach or get married? Or
my sisters, as I told you before, when my father needed them, they would help him on the farm.
Uh-huh.
But my mother didn't believe in hiring the girls out.
Did any of them have careers then? Did they go on to do anything, teaching or?
Yes. My oldest sister, she sent her to Raleigh, North Carolina, to go to school, and she finished in nursing.
Oh, okay.
And my sister Mamie was sent up here at Seneca Junior College. When the house burned, my mother said she didn't see how she could let her go. But Mr. Starks, the president of the school at that time, came down and said, Miss Gassaway, says, I don't want you to stop Mamie. Said, just send her on to school. If you ain't got no money, said, just send her on. And so Mama sent Mamie, that was one of the older girls, on to Seneca Junior College, and she finished there. And when she finished there, she went to Claflin College in Orangeburg, and she finished her 4 years there. And she taught around here till she left and went to Cleveland, Ohio. Then my sister Hattie, she went to Benedict. My mother said that she gave all the children an education that would accept, and said those that didn't, said she couldn't make them. And so, but Hattie, she went to Benedict.
That college?
Benedict College in Columbia, South Carolina. She finished there. She finished the LI course and 2 years of college. And she came out and taught. Annie and Carrie, Lena, and Minnie. They finished the grade school. But they, Mama said they had to be fast and jump up and marry. So they didn't go on to school, but said she would give the children education, and the boys, they didn't accept it. But one of the boys, two of the boys were blacksmith. Right down here at the railroad, they had a blacksmith shop, and they shoed horses and fixed different things in the shop down there. Then Wayne, he went, he didn't go to school, but he took up a trade, and he was a barber. And the barber shop was right at the bank. At that time was a Citizen Bank. He had a shop right there on Main Street, and he cut hair. Lafitte, he finished high school, then he went to Detroit. She went to Detroit and worked in the Ford's shop there. He retired out of the Ford shop. I'm wearing his watch now that they gave him when he retired from the Ford place.
And any of your other brothers, what did they do?
Clarence worked for Mr. Barron.
That's right, he was the drayer.
The drayman, uh-huh.
Yeah.
He worked there for 40 years.
Did any of your brothers and sisters go north? You mentioned earlier that some
yes,
did.
Yes, Lafitte went north, Sylvester went north, and I think that's the only one that migrated there, the Lafayette and Sylvester. That's the only one that...
What's the difference in ages? You were born in 1910. How much older was your older sister when you were born? Do you remember how old she was? Or
no,
you don't know the difference in ages?
No, I wouldn't know that.
But you're the youngest of 15, so they were all born quite a bit longer than you were. They
yes.
were probably pretty some of them were pretty grown by the
That's
time you
right.
were born.
That's right.
That's what I'm trying to find out.
And they had left home.
They'd already gone by the time you came along.
That's right.
What kind of furniture did your family use, Miss Gasway?
My father made a table for the dining room, and it was made, and then he had benches made on each side of the table. I guess about five could sit on that bench at a time on both sides, and then my father would sit at the head and my mother would sit at the other side of the table. And it was so funny. I was telling a friend the other day, we had a big bell, and I'd like to show you that bell.
I'd like to see it.
They, when the older sisters had the food ready, and me and my brother would be grazing the cow, and others would be around here, maybe working in the garden or doing something. When the bell rang, you had to come and be in because my father was going to say a...
Go ahead.
When the bell rang, my father would want them all to be in. He would always say the grace. And if you wasn't there, you'd have to stay out until everybody finished. So you might get something to eat and you might not. But me and my brother, you should see him. He would just whip that cow and make her run so we could get home, sit at the table, get in before the door was closed.
That's a good story. What other furniture did your father make for the house? Do you remember anything else besides the table?
I don't know of anything but that table and the benches that
uh-huh.
we sat on. They had these iron beds, you know.
You bought those.
Uh-huh. Mama bought those.
Did she buy those here in town?
I suppose she did.
Mm. Did anyone else in your family make furniture?
No.
What kinds of furniture or oak baskets or tools or quilts or other things made in the community are still in the possession of your family that your family still has? Anything?
My father made baskets. He made his baskets for his, you know, the cotton,
mm-hmm.
to pick the cotton in. And my mother made quilts, but I don't have any of the quilts that she made because they were made from old pants. What the boys wouldn't use, and they were good wool cloth. And she made that, and that's what we used on the bed to keep us warm, is those quilts. She made a lot of those.
You all each had a quilt for your bed then?
Sometimes two and three quilts, because it was cold.
And she made every one of those?
Yeah, she made all the quilts. We didn't have blankets. But she made sheets, and made sheets out of, my father would buy bran for the hogs that he raised, and my mother would take the sacks and sew them together and make sheets.
What other things did she make? Did she make curtains for the house?
Yes, she made a curtain, and she made a pillow slips. She made all our under panties, and I hated to wear them because the other children would have nice silk-looking panties, and mine was made out of the sacks. Sometimes the letters would be on there, but I never would go and be excused with the other children because I was afraid they might see those letters on my panties.
And you were ashamed of that?
I was ashamed. So I don't know today where it made any difference. I got along just as well as they did.
You sure did. Wait, can you think of any other possessions in your house that were made by either your mother or father or anything else?
She made a lot of crochet. Mm. She made a lot. My mother was a great lady to crochet. She just... You look in the living room there, you'd see all the different crochet that she made. I still have that.
You still have that? Mm-hmm. All the crochet work?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And that's...
Okay. Were any of your older members of your family known for special talents, such as musicians or singers or preachers or craftsmen or needleworkers?
My sister Annie she made a lot of nice little things. Dolls, and you put the toilet paper in the dolls.
Mm-hmm.
She made a lot of crochet too, like my mother made. That's my sister Annie, she did. That's her aunt. And Mamie, she was good at crocheting and making tat,
mm-hmm.
and things like that. And Lula, too. She made two crochet spreads, and I gave them away here this summer when my niece from Philadelphia was down. I wanted her to have one, and I wanted her sister to have one, and I gave them to them.
Mm.
Because I knew one day that they'd be thrown away and they would take care of it.
That's great. Do you remember hearing older members of your family talking about hard times or good times that happened before you were born?
Really? I don't remember no hard times because... You see, my mother and father both, they were good workers and they were good providers for the family. My father raised all of his flour, all of the meal, all of the meat. And we just had plenty. He made molasses, as I told you before.
Yeah, right.
And we just had barrels of molasses because that he made, he'd get a share of it. He'd give the people what bring the cane, what he's making the molasses out of, he'd give them so much, and then he'd take so much. And sometimes we would have two barrels of molasses.
I was thinking about earlier days than that, like your mother. Did she talk about when she was a little girl and she lived with her mother in the house and her father was a white man? Were there any any hard times then that she mentioned?
Yes, she said that her mother had a hard time. She said her mother had a hard time, but she and my aunt, as I told you before, lived in the house with them.
Yeah.
But her mother, she said, just had a hard time getting the food for the other three children that was there.
Whose children were those? You said they lived outside.
I couldn't tell you.
Don't
you. I don't know who. I don't know who their father was, but my mother would tell me that her father was a hacker.
He was a hacker?
Acker, A-C-K-E-R.
What is an acker?
That was a name, Acker.
Oh, your grandfather's name was Acker. Oh, you do know that. I didn't think you knew that. Acker, A-C-K-E-R. And what did he have, a farm that he lived on?
I guess he did. Because he provided everything for his family.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they got to share it.
Mm-hmm.
But she said my mother just had a time trying to feed the two boys and the one girl.
Mm-hmm. And your mother was not married to Mr. Acker?
No, indeed. No, my grandmother wasn't married.
I meant your grandmother,
mm-hmm.
Not your mother. Your grandmother, I'm
grandmother
sorry.
Wasn't married.
Married to him?
No.
Did he have another wife living at that
yes.
time right in the house?
Yes.
I see. Was this sort of, was it a plantation, do you think, or a big farm?
I think it was somewhat of a plantation.
Mm-hmm. You told me, too, that your Aunt Alice, your mother's sister, is she still alive?
No, she's
oh,
dead.
Oh, okay. Something
she was a midwife.
Oh, that's what she did.
That's what Aunt Alice did.
Uh-huh.
She was a midwife. She waited on that, I'd say, thousands of these people around Seneca bringing the babies in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what she did.
Where did she live?
She lived on Oak Street, down at the end of Oak Street. Dr. Battles bought her old home place.
Mm-hmm. And she was a midwife all those years?
Yeah. She waited on all these white people because at that time,
oh, was it white babies? Excuse me,
mm-hmm.
white babies that
white
she took
babies.
In? I'm sorry, at that time?
White and black.
Yeah, oh, white and black babies.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, what? I'm sorry, I interrupted.
At that time, you know, if they couldn't afford a doctor, they could get my Aunt Alice, and she'd go and she'd bring the baby.
Had she had any nurses training?
No nursing training, just doing it every day along with the doctor.
Mm. You also mentioned an Alice Morgan who's four houses down, a first cousin. Is she still living?
Yes, she is.
How old is she?
Alice is about 64.
Oh, she's younger than you are.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, getting back to older memories, did you ever hear them talk about floods and tornadoes or other disasters?
I never did.
Nothing like that. Do you remember the illnesses, like maybe the flu epidemic of 1917,
1918? I remember the flu epidemic. Dr. Sharp, he was a black doctor.
Dr. Sharp?
Uh-huh. S-H-A-R-P.
What's his first name, or do you remember?
Bryant? Bryant Sharp.
Oh, Bryant. B-R-A-N-T?
B-R-Y-A-N-T.
Bryant Sharp. Uh-huh.
He waited on most of all the people in my house when we had the flu.
Oh, did a lot of you have the flu during that epidemic?
Yeah.
Did anyone die of it?
No, nobody died.
This Dr. Bryant Sharp was a black doctor then.
Black doctor.
Way back then. Now,
mm-hmm.
When you said that your Aunt Alice was a midwife, was
mm-hmm.
she under some black doctors too, as well as white doctors?
And she's under Dr. Sharp, and she's under Dr. Hines.
Was he black?
He was white.
Oh, he was white.
And she's under Dr. Dawe. He was white. In fact, Dr. Strivlin, he was white. All the rest of them were white.
Mm-hmm. But just Dr. Schalk was the one black, doctor. Was he the only black doctor
only
you
black
knew then?
Only black doctor around in Seneca.
Mm-hmm. But even that was pretty unusual, wasn't it?
Yes, to have a black doctor.
I would think.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea where he was educated or where he... Was he from Seneca?
Yes. He was from Seneca. His people lived here in Seneca, and I heard my mother say they left Seneca.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Shaw and his mother and father and sisters and brothers left and went to Africa.
Oh, okay.
And when they went to Africa, they stayed over there so long, they decided to come back home.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way back, I don't know, one or two, I heard my mother say, one or two of his family died.
Mm-hmm.
And they buried him right in the ocean.
Oh, my goodness.
Back there then.
But did Mr. Sharp come back when you were a little girl or when you were grown?
I didn't know about that.
Oh, you didn't
I
know
that story.
I just
heard my mother talk about that.
Okay. But I didn't know when he was a black doctor here. Do you remember about when that was? Was it after you were grown or before?
I was a child.
You were a child when he was black, when he was a doctor here. Okay. Did any of your members, did any members of your family serve in World War One?
Brother. I had one brother.
Which brother was that?
That was one we called Junior Larkin. He was named after my father, Larkin Down. He served in World War One.
Do you know where he went?
He went down here to Fort Jackson down in Columbia. That was where he first went. And then he was sent somewhere else, but I...
Did he go overseas?
No, he didn't go overseas.
He didn't actually get any fighting?
No, he didn't.
Was he was probably in the Army kind of late in the
That's right.
time. Okay. Miss Gassaway, you told me that you belong to St. James Church, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And your father built that?
Yes.
Could you tell me a little bit more about that again? I know we talked about it a little bit before.
Well, I wouldn't know any more than what I've already told you.
Okay, that's fine.
He helped to build that church. He and Mr. Archie Sloan. And then they had another man by the name of Elijah Sloan. Now, those were three black men that belonged to the church up there that they helped to build that church. The first time it was built. We did have the picture here, but I don't know what happened to it.
Is that, what denomination is that church? Is that a Methodist church?
Yes, it's Methodist.
Has your family always belonged to the Methodist church?
No, nothing else but that church.
And do you remember who the minister of your church was when you were young?
Reverend Thompson.
Do you know his first name?
I don't know his first name. We just would call him by the last name. I don't know his first name. And Reverend E.C. Wright and Reverend Geddes.
These were all different.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And Reverend Robinson.
That Reverend Thompson, where did he live?
He lived in Anderson, South Carolina.
Did he come all the way here then to
No,
preach?
He lived in our parsonage.
Oh, he lived in the parsonage across from
uh-huh.
St. James. He was in Anderson before he came
That's
here.
That's right.
I see. Do you know if he did any other kind of work besides being a preacher?
No, he didn't.
Do you know of any kind of training that he had to be a preacher? Did you ever know
yes,
that?
Yes, he went to Gammon Theological Seminary.
Where is that?
That's in Atlanta, Georgia. In fact, all of our preachers that we've had went to Gammon because in our church you have to have some type of training, you know, educated. They just won't let them come in there and start preaching just so.
Right. What other churches did you remember were important in your community when you were growing up?
the Baptist church. And we had a Presbyterian, but I don't know, it just went dead.
Mm. That's no longer, that didn't stay active.
No.
Did any of these churches have cemeteries?
No, mm-hmm. Not of our churches. We have a place where we bury. We call it Oak Grove. And then we have another place down here beyond Seneca. I just forget the name of it because it's a new cemetery. Miss Mary Thomas has it over here. I can't think of that.
Were only blacks buried at Oak Grove?
Only black.
And do you remember any camp meetings when you were young?
Yes, the camp meetings were at Bethel Grove. That's one of the Methodist churches that was out in the rural district. And I remember my mother going to the camp meeting, but she never carried any of us.
Oh, you didn't get to go?
I didn't get to go to the camp meeting.
Did just the older people go in your family?
Older people. I didn't get to go to camp meetings.
Did you want to go?
Yes, I wanted to go because I'd hear them talk about how they shout and preach.